We are just about ready to get started. If you could find your seat and quiet down, if you could. So for those of you who weren't here yesterday, I am Jesus, and I'm just here to let you know you're all going to hell. But more seriously, a few quick announcements. Listen to what the head guy says. Use the FTF1 hashtag if you're on the Twitters. Also, I should mention there is free internet access that you can get if you just go outside to the registration table. We have free temporary internet access codes that you can sign out, and you can use those on any building in campus. I also want to take just a quick moment to thank some people who should be thanked. And those are my fellow co-founders of the Madison Area Coalition of Reason, who I will embarrass and make them stand up just for a second. So there's Ingrid Loss, who's also our photographer. Richard Russell up here in the front. Right behind him is Bob Park. And I don't know if I see Alfonso Flores or Leslie Starzewski. They're probably busy. Oh, there she is, Leslie. And this event obviously couldn't have happened without all of them, so thank you to them. Also, last night I talked about the proud freethought history we have here in Wisconsin. And you'll also remember that when you were registering for this conference, we had you fill out your address. And pretty much the only reason we did that was because I really like to make figures and graphs and stuff like that. So I thought I would show you a map of where you guys all came from. So I really like the area around Madison where there's so many tabs overlapping that it's a different shade of red there. And we really didn't know what to expect. We knew we would get a lot from Madison, obviously, but there's a ton of people from Milwaukee, Chicago in the northwest suburbs, Minneapolis. Total, there was 13 different states represented, so really proud of that. We had to cut off the map just to actually at 1 a.m. on Friday morning, just on the eve of the conference, we reached 666 registrants. So for all of you who did your animal sacrifices and satanic rituals, thank you for that. It seemed to have worked. But that's all I've got to say. I'd like to bring up Brian to introduce our first speaker for the day. One last thing I just remembered. There's also on the table these yellow sheets. And it's got a bunch of information about different restaurants that you can go to during the lunch break and for dinner. So check that out.